Despite all the talk of stimulus packages and concerted action, the number of jobs lost to the economic crisis is growing. Just this week, several U.S. companies announced they're laying off tens of thousands of workers. Same thing's happening in countries all over the globe. Adrian Wooldridge is Washington bureau chief for The Economist. He says immigrant laborers in parts of Southeast Asia often suffer some pretty drastic consequences when they lose their jobs.
I would have to say that the worst place on earth to be laid off is Singapore, because your right to reside in the country and your job are quite often tied together. I happened to be there recently, and I noticed that there were a couple of casinos or huge buildings, which I learned were casinos, that were being built, and they'd suddenly stopped. And I asked what had happened, and apparently the company that was building them went bankrupt. And on the day that they went bankrupt, they laid off 3,000 people and took those people and threw them out of the country. Because they didn't have any more rights there. The government didn't need them anymore. The company didn't need them anymore. So they could just leave Singapore.
So, Adrian, obviously it's not fun anywhere to get laid off. But where would you say is the best place on earth to get a pink slip?
Denmark, actually, and the Scandinavian countries in general, because they seem to combine two things. One is a flexible workforce, which means that you have some sort of chance of getting back into the labor force. You know, in the long term, you have pretty low unemployment rates there. And secondly, a quite generous welfare state, so you're not going to lose your livelihood, and a lot of provision for retraining, upgrading your skills. Even they have these things called growth houses, which are homes for entrepreneurs, even starting your own business with lots and lots of help from the state. In a lot of mainland Europe, you have generous welfare provisions, but that's combined with a very rigid labor market. So you think, you know, you're not very likely actually to get back into the system if you're thrown out of it.
With lots of layoff announcements this week here in the United States, what do you think the lessons are from Scandinavian countries that the U.S. could take away at this point?
I think don't do anything to undermine the flexibility of your labor markets. And I think also lighten up a bit. There is in America a very puritanical tradition which sort of regards people who lose their job as somehow unworthy. And I think a lot of people who do lose their job regard it as a judgment on themselves. And it really isn't, because we have huge global forces at work here, and people losing jobs quite often for no fault of their own, usually for no fault of their own.
What do you think the cultural forces are that stigmatize unemployment?
I think it's the Protestant work ethic in many ways. If you look at the Pew opinion polls, America stands out both in terms of its tolerance of inequality and in terms of its disapproval of welfare provisions. And this is rooted in a particular attitude that people in America regard themselves as responsible for their own fates. So people who are successful because they have merit. People who are unsuccessful because somehow they've failed. That's a very strong tradition in the United States, and I think it helps to explain a lot of America's dynamism and its entrepreneurialism and its celebration of success. Europe, people are much more egalitarian, much more fatalistic, much more inclined to believe that your fate is determined by forces outside yourselves. So I think it's probably a good thing in America that it believes so much in self-help, but it can be a cruel doctrine at a time of economic downturn.
Adrian Wooldridge is the Washington, D.C. bureau chief for The Economist. Adrian, may the ripcord always function on our golden parachutes if ever we need to use them. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. I'm just putting mine now. Bye-bye.